You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, I am so glad that I held off on giving my opinion on whether or not 304s, but for all intents and purposes, modern women are winning. Oh, I am so glad. We all know what's out in these YouTubes and social media streets now. The video from one Delia King. Boy, gentlemen, this is another glorious day, especially for us red pillars. However, ladies, I'm going to start off with this simple quote from Clive Barker. Welcome to the worst nightmare of all. Reality! Ah, ladies. Ladies, ladies, ladies. The video from Delia King has completely broken your covenant. I wouldn't be surprised if y'all tried some way to cancel this woman. But understand this, ladies. This is something that we men have always known. However, you wanted to make sure to keep that as your most valuable playing chip. But we all know. No, ladies, that is all you really have to offer. She said it herself. All I have to offer is a trashed out box that's been beat up more times than a Mike Tyson opponent. End of. End of. Now, understand this, ladies. Even if you haven't had children, you have had sex. So yeah, even if you're not coming with kids, you're still coming with a used hoo-ha. That box has been crashed. That box has been tested. Oh yeah, that box has been beat up like a pugilist. So you're not coming as a virgin. Right then and there, you're already coming to us as a used car. Period, point blank. However, back to the argument on whether or not women are winning. Women were never going to win. Now, some people would say, well, RPM, what do you mean women were never going to win? Simple. Women live in hypocrisy. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let the modern woman tell you she's strong and independent and don't need no man. However, she has no problems taking big daddy government handouts or finessing some simp to give her money without her, you know, performing for him. That's not winning. Well, let me go ahead and throw a bit of a curveball in. Coach Greg Adams did a video or a live stream on whether or not women were winning. And there was a particular caller that called in and he said something that kind of took me aback. He said, women are winning, but they're winning the game that they choose to play. Now, when he said that, I had to actually sit back and think for a minute. Because actually, he's right. They chose to play the game of deception. I can't argue. But then again, everything about a woman is based on what? deception. And what is the smoking gun of smoking guns for my argument on that? Makeup. Yeah. Fake up their clown face. See, with men, with us, what you see is what you're going to get. Period. Point blank. However, with women, what you see is always going to be a facade. It's going to be an illusion. It's going to be trickery. Why? To keep us in a state of semi-arousal. Oh, don't believe me? Come on now. Everything about a woman's outer appearance is meant to do what? Keep us men focused on them, giving them a little bit of attention. That's why I find Jim Thotts to be the funniest of all women. They are hilarious. There's so many videos out there of Jim Thotts trying to quote unquote confront creepy men. Now let's go ahead and throw the word creepy out. Men that they know they don't want. However, for the man that they do want, oh, they're trying everything they can to throw their hoo-ha into his face. Ladies, we know that game. Hell, there was recently another woman who just came out and said it. The guy that she wants to pursue her, she wants to make him chase her. But if it's a guy that she doesn't want, she doesn't want him to chase her beyond a certain point. Now, she's still willing to take that non-sexual energy and attention and time from him. She wants to take that. But when it comes to actually putting out, oh, no, 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 no. See, I don't see you that way. Oh, gentlemen. All the female plays have been thoroughly exposed via social media. However, Miss Dahlia King, she put the final nail in the coffin. Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Because trust and believe, so many women have been given a reality check. That's it. End of. Gentlemen, you can literally just sit back now and say, yep, yep. Download that video. Put it in your war chest. Keep it on your smartphone. That way, whenever a woman has the audacity to ask you what you bring to the table, just simply open that video up and ask, well, what do you bring to my table besides a trashed out box? And trust and believe, ladies, we men are the prize. Why? Because you want our marriage. You want our commitment. And yes, you want our last name. So this idea of, oh, I'm going to marry a man but not take his last name. Gentlemen, don't ever do that. If she doesn't want to take your last name and you do decide to marry her, go ahead and call the wedding off. Oh, I want to keep my last name, or I want to hyphenate my last name. Oh, well, guess what? You're going to keep your name because I'm not going to marry you. I mean, hell, the marital rate is already in the toilet. No, scratch that. Scratch that. The marital rate is at the bottom of the South Pole. End of. Ladies, understand this and understand it well. Miss Dahlia King has given you the ultimate reality check. And trust and believe, more and more men are going to finally start asking you those hard questions. So we know you're going to start beatboxing. But are you going to be willing to answer that question? Oh, we know you can't. Because the only thing you have to offer is what you're sitting on. And as she said, that's no longer enough. Beyond bearing children, you got nothing else. Period. Point blank. Oh, well, I've ranted on long enough. Gentlemen, let me know what you guys think, especially about Miss Dalia King's revelation to the world about what women truly have to offer, which is little to nothing. And what they do have to offer has already been used. Ladies, understand this and understand this well. The power of your hoo-ha has officially gone out. Feminism and all the little goodies that you think you're going to get because men are too afraid, because men still want to have sex with you, will go out right along with it. So trust and believe, ladies. You better go ahead and figure out the difference between a man who wants to just have happy time with you and a man who might actually want to commit to you. However, a not so insignificant number of men are starting to say, even your box is not enough. So what are you going to do? Oh, well, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am